Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Welcome into Talk of Champions. It's Thursday, September 22nd, 2022. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. I write for the Ole Miss Spirit on 3. And joining me, the national champion Ole Miss hitting coach, Mike Clement. Hey, buddy.
How are you? I think I got something that most of our listeners can relate with. I was glad we had I think it's bad podcasting taste to talk about actual time of day because people might be listening to this at different times. You were late calling me. We had agreed upon a time yesterday. Yep. We're about 13 minutes over that time.
Yep.
And so, but the good thing is I'm flying to Phoenix tomorrow to recruit. I'm on Southwest Airlines. So I waited until the minute so I could get in the A boarding pass. You hadn't called yet. I got an A35, went fist pump at my desk, and you called. So it worked out perfectly.
Go.
Yeah, I'm more of a window guy. And so I'll be on a window. That's a long flight going through Dallas. It's a long flight, so important to be in that A boarding area. So,
oh, it's huge, especially if you're going by yourself, because then you can go get that window seat in the emergency row exit that's got no seat in front of it, so you get all the legroom.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. It's the little things in life when you get to be 42 years old that are really satisfying.
Buddy, I'm 38. What is there to be excited about outside of becoming the valet for your kids?
Well, we won the national championship.
Oh, yeah. Still feel good, champ?
Yeah, it feels really good. I don't know when it wears off. I hope it doesn't, but it hasn't yet, and so that's a good thing.
When did you know that team was – well, you didn't know that they were going to go on that run, but, oh, man, this could be serious.
Yeah, that's actually a really, really good question. Oddly enough, and I can't – I'm sure I've told you this. I don't know if I've said it, like, publicly on the airwaves, but I'm sure I told you this one-on-one, but there was some point in the postseason where I had like really real peace about it. And then just the way our guys played as far as like the knock on us, right? Like it's not lost on me, they get really tight in the postseason. I think that knock probably went way before the last 8 years since I've been here, but that's probably our knock and probably rightly so in some areas that, you know, we squeezed it a little bit too tight. We were the opposite of that this year, which is really neat. But there was, we're getting ready to play game two in Hattiesburg in the Super Regional. And we're sitting in the dugout there and Justin Bench is sitting next to me. He says, "Hey Clem, have you ever coached in the College World Series?" "Yeah, I was a volunteer assistant at Texas A&M in 2011. We went. It was awesome." And I thought, I didn't know where he was going. And they're getting ready to take pregame infield and outfield. And he pats me on the butt and says, "Well, you're fixing to go again." And then he just ran out on the field. And like in that moment, I was like, these morons are just going to do this thing. And like, I mean moron in the most like loving way.
Well, only in baseball can you call somebody else a dirtbag and it'd be a term of endearment.
Yes. Yes. And I mean this as a complete term of endearment. And so like that kind of personified the entire group. And I can't put my finger on like why, probably because we fought uphill for so long to get into the postseason. All the things everybody knows, but at some point in there, it was like, "And we're going to do this." And then in Omaha, it was, I mean, we only, in the entire postseason, we played one elimination game, which is almost impossible. Like, just, I mean, we were we were clearly the, in my opinion, clearly the best team in the postseason. Like we just were. We were really talented all year long, really good, and we played to the very peak of our ability, which is really, really good. You know, so it was awesome. It was awesome, and still is awesome.
What are you doing now? What is the team doing now?
So we are in skill instruction. We start actual fall ball the 30th, next Friday. I don't know when you release this podcast, but next Friday we'll have a scrimmage and like it'll be real fall ball. So right now we're just going through skill instruction where guys come out in groups, we hit, we field ground balls, they're doing bullpens. Basically the practice before the practice, the training camp, if you will, or whatever you want to call it. That's where we're at right now.
The preseason for the preseason of the preseason?
I guess that's it. Yeah.
Think about it. Fall ball is the preseason to the actual preseason in January. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No. You said the right amount of preseason. Yeah, that's it.
What are going to be the main things? What are the main things that Mike Bianco, Mike Clement, and Carl Lafferty, as they evaluate their team in fall ball, what are y'all paying attention to the most? What are the critical areas to get better and to see some development and progression?
All right. So on the broad scale, the neat thing is the messaging kind of changes a little bit, right? Like forever we have talked about, hey, what are we going to do to get to Omaha and win a national championship and all of that. So now we get to say win another, you know,
that's
and all
nice.
Of that. That's really cool. And I think there is some psychology and coaching now where, you know, what can we do to use this as a springboard as opposed to kind of rest on it. And so that has been kind of a focus of ours from a messaging, from a broad, from an overview of the team. I think specifically in my area, it's the odd part from an offensive standpoint is we have over half of our everyday guys back in our lineup, but the guys we lost were critical, right? So it's your leadoff hitter, it's your three-hole hitter, it's your four-hole hitter, and you know, critical pieces, got a lot back. And so now it's kind of how can we mix the talented new group in with some returners that have a ton of at-bats under their belt and all of that. So that's from an offensive perspective. I think we're in much better shape with what we have on the mound right now than we were 1 year ago right now. Now, hindsight says, well, wait a minute, you know, you won the national title and pitched incredibly in the postseason. How does that happen? We didn't know what we had a year ago. You know, Hunter Elliott's a freshman. DeLucia is a junior college transfer. You know, Doherty came on late in 21. You know, we just didn't have a whole lot of mainstays coming back after losing Doug and Gunner. And so now, I mean, I think it's no secret. We have a real Friday guy that, save injury, we know who's going to run out there every Friday. And so we're in a pretty good spot. We have that. We have some really, really good pieces in the pen. You know, and then it's kind of, does Nichols start? Does Mallett start? Does Doherty start? You know, kind of what are we from those pieces? But it's certainly a good problem to have. I think there's more returning depth on the mound than what we have had.
It's got to be hard for Mike, though, to not look at what Josh Mallett did coming out of the bullpen last year and think, man, I want him closing games for me.
I think that's an excellent point.
Because Dylan DeLucia, you look at him last year, it's not like Dylan came out of the gates fast. Actually, quite the opposite. He didn't become Dylan until, what, April? So you always got to kind of bake in that somebody's going to emerge eventually, but it is a different place for y'all to be looking, oh, we know who Friday is. Mason Nichols was incredible in a national championship run as a freshman. And Josh Mallett, yeah, you got more pieces. I get what you're getting at. Because, yeah, you're right, man. Y'all didn't come on till late last year with the pitching staff specifically.
Well, let's just hope like it's April before people start emerging this year. I'm all right if they emerge in like October. Like that's good. That's good.
Yeah, rather have that. The number two recruiting class in the country.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. That just fuels the fire to when we lose a couple in a row, like these guys are not good coaches. What is going on here? So what's the quote? It's it's way less the X's and O's and way more about the Jimmies and the Joes. And that's certainly the case. Like in our league, you know, you've covered us for forever. And like, it's about, I mean, certainly culture and pressing the right buttons and coaching them the right way and developing players. That's all true. But man, you better have good players, period. And so, yeah, it's another talented class, and we feel good about it. And I think the thing I feel best about is kind of what I said earlier is we probably have more guys back in the fold than what we thought we were going to have back, as far as like McCants being back, Chatagnier being back. We weren't sure we get those guys back a year ago right now, but you know, have some of those guys back with a ton of college at bats under their belt. And you know, to mix in with Calvin Harris and Jacob Gonzalez and Kemp Alderman and those guys. So feel pretty good about it, really.
Don't sell yourself short. Don't sell you and Mike Bianco and Carl short, okay? Like last year's team, they won a national championship. They weren't very good for a long time. And even going into the year with a lot of expectations, it wasn't maybe the quality of talent that you'd had before as far as next level talent. So, it's about the Jimmies and Joes, but y'all pretty much nailed the X's and O's, especially in those final 3 months. I mean, come on. Don't sell yourself short.
You're right. We coach the crap out of them.
There you go. I want some confidence out of Clem. I don't like this humble stuff.
Or you could say, finally we woke up like May 1 and started coaching a little bit better. You know, it just depends which side of the lens you want to look out of.
How about we just give everybody a little bit of credit and just enjoy the fact that y'all won a freaking national title?
Oh, certainly. Certainly we are enjoying that.
When's the last time you thought about retirement? What about saving for your kids' college? In these crazy economic times, working with a professional is of the utmost importance, and that's where my friend Thomas Chandler comes in. Thomas is a financial planner with Capital Financial Group, and he wants to help you make the right decisions for your financial future. So give him a call today at 662-296-0186. That's 662-296-0186. And tell him that Ben sent you for a no-cost consultation and get started toward financial independence today with Thomas Chandler of Capital Financial Group.
Your Ole Miss baseball Rebels are national champions. Yes, that really happened. Your eyes did not deceive you. And what better way to celebrate since we all spent way too much money getting to and back home from Omaha than with a new car? Well, the only place to buy a car in Oxford, Mississippi is Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford. From new and used sales to parts and service, Alan Samuels of Oxford aims to provide a truly stellar automotive experience. And what separates Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford from every other dealership is they aim to address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. They'll get you in the car you want at a price point that you can afford. Give them a call today, 662-234-8000. Ask for Brian or Mason and tell them to Talk of Champions sent you, because now Talk of Champions actually makes sense. Ole Miss baseball won a national championship, and they'll get you in your dream car with your Ole Miss Omaha magnet planted right there on the driver's side door. They're located at 2201 East University Avenue in Oxford. That's 2201 East University Avenue. That's just past Kroger. Contact them today, 662-234-8000. That's Alan Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram of Oxford, a proud sponsor of the national champion Talk of Champions podcast.
BNA Bank is celebrating 125 years of local banking. For generations, BNA Bank has been a stable fixture in Northeast Mississippi, supporting and investing in our local small businesses, local schools, local community events, local charities, and so much more. At BNA Bank, we believe in our local communities, businesses, and organizations because we are a local business, too. Thank you for choosing to bank local with BNA Bank.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters for the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion.
My Navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring-Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Talk of Champions is also brought to you in part by MyBookie. You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlay multiple together to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over half a million to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag, and use promo code TOC for Talk of Champions, TOC, on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code TOC for Talk of Champions, TOC, to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. How does Ole Miss baseball utilize recruiting weekends? How does it help y'all?
Yeah, it's huge. And there's a balance, right? Like this weekend, I can say whatever I want because it's football. Like Tulsa's not as good as Kentucky. And so like we kind of have to find this balance of like both Laff and I will go on the road this weekend. I'm going to go to Phoenix. He's going to be in Fort Myers. And we'll go watch games. Obviously, next weekend is a big weekend. You know, kids want to come to campus. It's a balancing act. It certainly, and I've been here now 8 years through some really, really good football seasons, some not so good football seasons. When football is good, it's good for everybody. It's good for us. It's good for basketball. I'm sure it's good for track. I'm sure it's good for volleyball, the whole deal. And so that's really big. Now, the cool thing about Ole Miss is no matter what the football record is, it's a pretty good time to come to campus. But obviously Coach Kiffin's got it rolling and they're really good. And that does not hurt anything for sure.
If Ole Miss is really good and you're coming off a national championship, I mean, what excuse do y'all have to recruit, right?
Zero. We should have a 5 recruiting class.
Hey, as Ricky Bobby said, if you're not first, you're last. Ole Miss came in number 2 in national recruiting rankings. No, sir, now it's got to be 1 again for the 3rd time.
Yeah. Well, I also think going back to being great coaches, if you come in at like 2 or 3 in recruiting and then you win the national championship, it's like, well, these guys, you know, they may not have the best recruiting class, but they can really, really coach those guys up.
Oh, boy. So. That's a good point. Oh, you got me on that one.
Full of crap this morning.
Oh, what are you going to be doing out there in Phoenix? Like, what is a typical – when you fly out or Carl flies out somewhere, I know you can't speak about specific recruits. I'm not asking for that. Yeah. But, like, what do you do on those trips?
It really depends on the setup of the tournament. Like, where Lass is going in Fort Myers, he'll watch 4 games a day. if you look up Phoenix weather right now, you're going to see like 108. And so the nice thing for me is they try to play all their games morning and night. And so they take a break in the middle of the day. So hopefully I'll catch some football in the middle of the day on Saturday. But so it's a Major League Baseball put together the event that I'm going to. And so it's really odd this time of year. I'm going to watch a specific player. So I'm going to go sit on one specific player for the weekend out there, and I'm going to make a decision on one specific player. Laugh, on the other hand, is going to watch some young guys, and he is casting more of the wide net. So it just depends on where it is, what the event is. And in the fall, summertime, we're going to watch as many young players as we can. But fall gets a little more specific, like, hey, we got to go watch this guy, decide if we want to bring him in on an official visit to a football game and if we want to offer him. So we're both doing something a little bit different this weekend.
Baseball is your passion. It's your life. Same thing with Laugh. You can't get enough of it. But come on, man, listen. I love Reese's, right? But if I eat 15 Reese's pumpkins in one sitting, I'm going to throw up.
Yep. Yeah,
you got the better end of this deal is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, no doubt. Here's the thing about Laugh. He's weird, and I'm going to guess anybody that is listening can hear my voice that knows Laugh personally. They agree with me. And so his very rarely in college coaching, not just baseball, I think you get the guy, the recruiter, that like his favorite part of his job is recruiting. Like, hey, I want to leave my family. I want to go watch games. I want to call kids and tell them how good they are. I don't think that's at the top of very many people's list. That is at the top of his list. He loves it. He's weird. He's weird that way. And he's really, really good at his job. So I'm thankful that that's at the top of his list. And he makes phone calls after he puts his son to bed, like from 8 to 9:30. Like, I got one or two a night. I'm going to grind through them. And then I'm going to bed. So he's weird like that.
The perfect way to end this is how I felt like we've ended every podcast for 2 years. Since fall ball is happening and Tyvo Malone's playing football. And you know,
and my OGs has nothing to do with it's me. With Ty Malone.
It's me. It's me. It's OGs. And
it is.
I still think it's a legitimate question. Because Jerrion Ealy, his second year, he had to choose between baseball or football at Ole Miss, and he prioritized football. John Rhys Plumlee, now at Central Florida, playing quarterback because he prioritized football. That's a multiple-game starter for y'all in the outfield. So Tyvo Malone could be getting to that point too?
Authentically, I think football with all three of those guys, and I love all three, and I think if they quit football, all three of them would be really good baseball players. In all three cases, football drives a lot of what's going on. They're on football scholarship. And so I think with the two guys we had in the past, JR and Ely, they no longer either went to Ole Miss or played baseball because of how football went. And I think the same will be with Ty. He loves baseball. He comes over here and hits the whole thing. He's working at it. And obviously has it looks like to me, gained some trust of those guys over there. It looks like he's kind of gotten in the rotation a little bit. And so that's good. But again, it's hard. Like if those guys tell one of those guys, hey, listen, we don't see you playing here. It's going to be hard for them to only play baseball here, if that makes sense. And so football drives a lot of what's going on. But not from a work standpoint, like just from a, how is it going to go with their career here standpoint. So
yeah.
I hope that makes some sense.
No, because at the end of the day, they do have to make a decision. I mean, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You just can't. You have to make a decision at this point. Like in the old days, in the 80s or the 70s, it was a lot easier to play both sports but now everything is just professionally done in a lot of ways.
No question.
Yeah, they weren't playing baseball year-round to be a baseball player. I mean, it was just a different time and place. So, okay, that's interesting. Because when you look at fall ball, Tim Elko's not at first base, and y'all aren't thinking, oh, well, Ty could be a candidate there, really. I mean, he's more, you know, the cherry on the sundae, so to speak, right now.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. You know, okay. And that's nothing against Ty. And that doesn't mean once he gets over here and is in the mix that he can't be the guy. But, like, as we start fall ball, we're going to play, whatever, 20, 25 games in the fall against, you know, inter squads and all of that. And someone's got to go stand over there. And so that's, you know, that's what we have to think about. Like, that's how we're going to get in the mix. It's not that we don't think about him. But we're, you know, trying to figure out how this puzzle gets put together, because that's a spot that is open competition.
How have Ethan Groff and Anthony Colarco, the two decorated transfers y'all landed in the summer, how they looked?
Good. Well, I'll start with Groff. Really talented outfielder. I think that he or McCants could play center field. TJ's not been with us for the last 10 days or so. His mom passed away, as I'm sure a lot of people know. And I should probably, you know, talk about that more. Obviously, that hurts all of us, but really, really neat that his mom was able to be in Omaha for 2 weeks and was in good enough shape to do that. And I think the other thing people don't know about TJ that I would have loved to say while his mom was still living, but it wasn't my place to say, is that, man, that kid has played most of his at-bats over the course of 2 years with his mom in really, really bad health. And so, obviously, you know, that's a little more heavy than you and I typically are on this podcast, but our team was able to go down and be at her funeral, which is really cool. And obviously our thoughts and prayers are with him and his siblings and his dad. So anyway, I felt like I need to at least address that. But secondly, yeah. Groff, if there is a transition in that, Groff has been really good. I think he is a dynamic outfielder. I think we have a chance between him and TJ running around out there to have a really, really good outfield defensively. And he's looked great swinging the bat. Colarco had hip labrum surgery, and we knew about it when we signed him in the summer. And so he's going to be out most of the fall with that. But yes, the thing about those guys are you can kind of, for lack of a better term, money ball those guys as far as, man, their numbers at different schools were really good. And it's way more apples to apples as opposed to a kid hit 620 at Oxford High School. You know, like, it's just, it's more apples to apples, and those guys have looked terrific. And I think, to your point, both of them are going to have every opportunity to slide right in, and hopefully we don't miss a beat there.
Well, thank you for bringing up TJ, because I completely forgot about that. See, we get wrapped up in what's happening now with sports and on the field, and you forget that these are human beings at times, and that's just...
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, man. That kid is an awesome, awesome kid, and man, I'm 42 and haven't had to go through that. You know, he's a 20 or 21 year old kid, and his mom was way too young, and it just stinks. Cancer stinks, and certainly can't wait to get him back here and back into the fold. And you know, the human side of it, this is all played into some of the things he has to deal with. For a guy to have a tough weekend series and be emotionally drained and see tears in his eyes, not because he had a rough weekend, but because of what's going on at home, that stinks. I hate that. But she's certainly in a better place, and we can't wait to get him back here in Oxford.
Well, thank you for doing this, my friend. Let's do it again.
You got it, buddy.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.